You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. In the middle of sexual harassment allegations against Democratic Senator Al Franken, Republican Representative Trent Franks, and Michigan's Democratic Representative John Conyers, all of whom plan to resign, another allegation was made. During a rally for Congressman Conyers in Detroit, clergy, state legislators, and other supporters felt Democratic leaders were treating Conyers differently. They felt the Democratic Party was making decisions about their representative without due process and without consulting constituents of Michigan's 13th congressional district. One state legislator said the rush to judgment by leading Democrats such as Nancy Pelosi revealed the party felt African Americans are disposable, that their votes are taken for granted. Jonathan Kinlock is the Democratic Party chair of the 13th Congressional District, and he joins us now. This is not the first time this issue has been brought up. In fact, last year, during the campaign, then-Republican candidate Donald Trump declared the Democratic Party has failed and betrayed the African American community. What are African American voters telling you?
Well, initially when these allegations surfaced, you know, folks were, of course, surprised and quite upset with some of the rumbling that went on, and particularly when they came out, folks were immediately asking for the congressman to resign. Many people in the district were familiar with some of the rumblings of names that may or may not have been involved in this, and so it was like, why aren't they giving the congressman due process? And then after you had the Detroit Free Press asking for his resignation, and then you had a number of local congresspersons, Democrats in particular, asking for his resignation, while they were not asking for the resignation of Senator Al Franken, it was quite problematic. People were like, we have to say something. We have to at least call for due process for the congressman at minimum.
You mentioned that nobody had called for Franken at that time on Monday, possibly not, but certainly women Democratic senators have come out since then. Has that changed the way you look at this at all?
It changed the way we look at it from the standpoint that they should have been calling for his resignation just as quick as they called for the congressman's resignation based upon the allegations. It's not to say that the allegations should be taken any less serious than they actually should be, but it's just everyone should have a right to address their accuser in a proper, impartial forum. And so that was basically the concern in a lot of the calls that I were getting. I mean, why are they jumping all on the congressman without letting him have an opportunity to even respond?
I want to talk about the Democratic Party in general. Does the party listen, and when I say the party, I mean state leaders or federal leaders, listen to or consult with local Democratic organizers in districts such as yours or in the 14th district?
That's interesting you say that, because I was talking with some of the stakeholders in the 13th district, and I was going to actually reach out to Nancy Pelosi to talk with her about that whole issue of her making a determination, calling for his resignation without reaching out to, at minimum, the local party to get our sentiment, to get our thoughts. No, they did not. Even now, I understand that the office of the former congressman is still open. I understand that that office is operating on behalf of the 13th Congressional District in a nonpartisan fashion, but there's no formal communication from at least Pelosi or anyone within the Democratic folks in Washington to let us know how to move forward.
How about in the state? When we've got several state candidates running around right now, are they, to your mind, taking the black vote for granted, or are they working with you, talking with you, wanting to make sure that they understand your issues and how you might help?
Let me say this. It's still early yet. You would think that people would have been more in contact with the 13th and the 14th district, but I can only speak for the 13th district. I have not had a conversation with Gretchen Whitmer, but, you know, we've had other candidates who have come into the district. As a matter of fact, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed is very engaged and an officer within the 13th congressional district. We also had Bill Cobbs to come and address the district, but it's still early to talk about folks actually coming through the district.
What about 2016? What's the history of the Democratic Party working with African-American voters in Michigan?
When you talk about 2016, that was a very different sort of situation that I hadn't seen in recent elections. The state Democratic Party stays in touch with us. The state party leadership, definitely I'm in touch with them often throughout the week regarding political issues and just operational issues. But when you talk about the candidates and the resources for 2016, that was ran through Brooklyn. So I do not think that it was much of a real focus on grassroots and grassroots engagement until the last 2 weeks of the campaign. I think Hillary Clinton's campaign pretty much thought, even as the state party and those stakeholders in Michigan were saying, no, we need more effort. I was in meetings where they were asking for more resources and more attention into the black community. But Hillary Clinton, basically, her campaign, from what I understood and what I saw, basically micromanaged Michigan and particularly the city of Detroit from Brooklyn. I did not understand it, and that was something I think that impacted her loss.
What does the Democratic Party need to do to keep African-American voters engaged in politics and turning out at the polls?
One thing, in my opinion, that state Democratic Party has learned, as well as the Democratic National Committee, to put resources out early to begin to have conversations with the black voters and just voters across the state of Michigan about issues that are important to them, finding out what they want the party to be representing at the state and also the federal level. We got to start having a conversation and not just coming around during election time, becoming more relevant, speaking to issues that are local. And so we got to become more engaging, have that conversation inside of folks' homes now and not just wait till election time. And that's something we've started this year in which I'm seeing a lot of positive response from.
Jonathan Kinlock is the Democratic Party chair of Michigan's 13th Congressional District. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.